Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 19th of July, 1969. The title is Become Zero and Hero. Become Zero and Hero. Bab Dada says, "Why have you called Baba today?" So someone replied, "In order to make us powerful." So Bab Dada says, "If you have called Baba to make you powerful, in what aspect do you feel there is a lack of power? In which special aspect do you wish to be made powerful? How will you make service powerful? You have to check how powerful you have made yourself. All of you are called Shiv Shaktis. So do the Shaktis already have power? Or are they still becoming the embodiment of power? Bab Dada has come to see which ornaments are ready to decorate Bab Dada's world. Now the ornaments are ready. But what happens to that which is ready? It is then polished. Now it just remains to be polished. The main thing that has to be polished is just this. Everyone has to create extra time for staying in the Avyakt stage for a longer period. Only the polish of the Avyakt stage now remains. Whilst talking to one another, see each other as souls. Whilst being in the body, see the soul. This is the first lesson, which is now essential. In order to put all the things of dharna that you have heard about in your life, you have to make this first lesson firm. The practical stage of the vision of soul consciousness is still lacking. For greater success in service, the main method is just this. To do service in soul consciousness, the first lesson has to be polished. This is essential. Have you ever noted for how long you maintain the vision and awareness of soul consciousness throughout the day? You can perceive the result of this stage through the result of your service. This stage is like a flame. Moths are drawn to a flame against their conscious wish. All of you are teachers, but what else have you come to become in this bhatti? All of you think too much. But it is very easy. You have been called here to make you the same as Baba is. To make you the same as Baba means to make you into a zero. A seed and a point are included in a zero. And together with that, when any task is carried out, you have to add a zero after. So you have been called here specially to be reminded of a zero. The form of a teacher is large, but Baba has come to make you very small from being large. The smallest form of all is the form of the Father and of yourselves. So when you remember the zero, you will become a hero. A hero is an actor as well as someone loved by Bab Dada. A diamond in Hindi is called a hero and a main actor is called a hero. So now do you understand why you have been called here? You have been called here to remember just two words, zero and hero. If you remember these two words, you will become complete with all virtues like the Father. All expansion can be merged. Bab Dada is telling you about the expansion in its seed form. You may forget everything else, but you cannot forget this. Remember just this, and then see how quickly there is a change in service. It is the desire of all of you to change, and also for the time to change, so you can return to your home. Since you have the desire to return home, remember these two things. strengths. And then, instead of the weaknesses, you will show wonders. The weaknesses will finish, and wherever you look, and whatever you hear, you will only see wonders. So now, what will you return as from this bhatti? A zero. There is nothing associated with a zero. There are no sanskars of the past. You came here to renounce something. So have you completely renounced it? Or are you still taking a little of it with you? What have you renounced? And to what extent have you renounced it? You also have to see whether you have renounced it temporarily or permanently. Have you renounced it through the power of the gathering or with your own power? The power of the gathering gives you support, but you also need your own power as well as the power of the gathering. Whatever you have renounced at any time, let it be renounced permanently. Bap Dada has love for all of you anyway. Because the father is getting his work done with the help of you children, and those who are helpers in a task are always loved. But in some cases, together with being helpers, you are not courageous. You lose courage. If you maintain courage, you will definitely receive help. So as well as being helpers, you must also be courageous. Do not lose courage in little matters. When you are courageous, the desires of all of you will be fulfilled. Now courage is needed. How will you develop courage? By surrendering yourself at every moment, at every step, in every thought. Those who surrender themselves have greater courage. And so, the more you surrender yourselves, the more you will come close in the garland around Baba's neck. You now surrender yourself, and then you will become a garland around God's neck. If you surrender yourself and then perform actions, you will make others surrender. They are the ones who are called heirs. So now, make plans to create heirs. Acha. Om Shanti.